Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Daddy versus Doctor. Dr. Scott Cohen, along with Sebastian Maniscalco. So many things that we're taking. We're doing snack time.
Yeah.
We're doing tool time.
Yep.
What's the other one?
No.
Snack toy. Toy time.
Did we do a toy? Oh, we did.
Did we do a toy?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you don't see three times in one episode a lot.
Stay tuned. We're going to use a Windy on Sebastian, and we're going to have him try baby food. Where can you get that?
Right here, Daddy vs. Doctor. Very casual here at DVD Studios in downtown Los Angeles. We have our crack team of producers and social media and managers. A lot of wires going on behind you. But we're going to take some direct messages, ask Dr. Cohen his advice on kind of what to do and what not to do. If you want to, I think we got
one DM about decongestant use in kids. What's the right age? So in general, we don't recommend over-the-counter cough and cold medicines under the age of 4. So there's some homeopathic options over the age of 1. You know, you could try things like honey, pushes down the mucus, but we usually stay away from medications. We stick with humidifier, vaporizer, elevating their head, bulb suction, the nose with the congestion, saline, things like that. Over the age of 4, over-the-counter cough and cold medicines are fine. They can be helpful to let the baby sleep. Do you ever use them for Serafina or what's his name? Caruso.
No. We've used that Frida baby one where you suck the snot out. And it's,
you love that, right? The feeling of the sucking of mucus out of somebody's
nose. It's always, well, you know what?
It's just like, am I going to taste it?
Am I going to taste it? But I got to tell you, there is a satisfaction when you get a roll of snot out of your kid's nose and it lands in that thing. There's a feeling of accomplishment that I can't tell you. I don't know what the hell it equates to.
Right.
There's not one show I've ever did where I had that feeling of, yeah. But let me ask you something. Yeah. I've seen on TikTok and Instagram, there's people like, they're blowing water up the kid's nose.
It's the neti pot.
Okay, but that don't look right. Is that?
No, I mean, it's old. Okay, you have to be a little older because you're not going to tolerate. And it's special water. It's sterilized water. And it goes up one nostril, out the other, and it drains. And it can be very satisfying as an adult if you've done it. And it really clears the sinuses. But you have to be a little older to do it.
Okay, now here's a question that comes in a lot. With mucus, let's say if you cleared all that mucus out, does it then reform? Does it just rebuilds itself?
It does. And because the mucus is just the infection's causing inflammation, and then you have mucus production. Remember, you're producing mucus as a positive, as a deterrent from viruses and bacteria getting up into your body. So that's why you have mucus in your nose and you have hair and all that to prevent that. So it does tend to reaccumulate as long as you're sick. And we've talked about this. Color of mucus is always a big question. Clear mucus versus yellow-green mucus. And it's just the types of cells that are in your body that create the different colors. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a more serious infection. So often the longer it's there, it will change color to darker mucus. And yes, if you have a sinus infection, it tends to be darker mucus, but just because you have a darker mucus doesn't mean you have a sinus infection.
We have another question.
DM about European formulas. Are they safe?
Yeah.
So you know what they're talking about, European formulas? It's become a big thing. You know, over the last several years, you'll hear formula names called Hip and Holly and Levenschwartz and all these other ones. In general, look, I've hundreds of patients on it, and the babies are going to be absolutely fine. It's safe. It can be nutritious. European formulas are missing some things. They tend to have lower levels of iron, sometimes lower levels of omega-3 fatty acids like DHA. So sometimes we'll supplement a baby who's on these formulas with that. My concern with European formulas, honestly, is they're not FDA approved. You know, that's our government body that looks at the ingredients and makes sure everything is to par. So you don't have that in Europe. They're also shipped here. So you don't know how long they're sitting in shipping containers, shipping in manufacturing, you know, rooms. You just don't know those things.
Okay, but
so look, is the kid going to be fine if they're going to be on it? Yes. And if parents want to do it, it's fine. But if I had the choice, I want a formula I can get 3 a.m. from the drugstore. That's FDA approved.
I hear you. However, but when I hear European formula from a guy who knows nothing about formula, if you just throw the word European in front of it,
it's better.
Especially when it comes to food. I got to figure European formula coming out of Rome.
Right.
Your kid will be speaking Italian in a couple of weeks. I got to believe just in the FDA.
I know. Wow.
What does that mean anymore? Yeah. FDA approved.
But there are some hybrids. Like there's one called Bubs out of Australia that actually got FDA approval as well. And they make true like organic cows. They have a goat's milk version, which we don't really have a U.S. goat's milk version formula that's been approved. And goat's milk proteins are different than cow's milk protein, but that one can be nutritious. So there are some other alternatives. And it's really just talking it out with your pediatrician, making sure it's safe for you and your family.
Okay, let's talk about goat's milk, something that I've seen at the grocery store within the last 3 to 5 years. All of a sudden, goats are making milk, right? Yeah,
they always made milk.
Yeah, right? I know.
You're seeing it more.
Well, why now? Why not 25 years ago? Why didn't somebody go, Jesus Christ, what are we going to do with all this goat milk? They're going to throw it away. Now, all of a sudden, someone said, you know what? Money. Get this shit out there. Why
because,
now?
Because I think there's been a consumer push away from cow's milk. And people are looking for alternatives, and goat's milk is an alternative, and they can make money off of it. That's the honest truth. And, you know, it can be a nutritious type of milk. It does tend to lack folic acid. So in younger children, we want to make sure they're getting folic acid in their diet. But in other ways, it can be an alternative as well.
Okay.
It's just like everything else. Think about all the different, you know, Greek yogurt became a thing. Right, it's good.
Yeah, I, and a lot of these like almonds. When almond milk came out, I'm like, who the hell knew almonds?
People had don't milk? Want you know want plant based proteins instead of animal proteins, and that's your prerogative, right?
Well, it brings up the topic of marketing on food, and I'll bring up Branzino. Right now, Branzino, I found out this. It's another thing. You didn't hear Branzino 30 years ago. Right. Someone said they took a fish that's not a Branzino. Again,
sea bass. It's just sea bass.
Well, not even sea bass. I think Branzino is not even a fish. It's like a marketing thing where they had a lot of these fish. They said, you know what? Let's go. I think.
Yeah.
Look it up. I don't know. We have a lot of people here that have computers. Look this shit up. Branzino. It's not even a fish. It's something else. And somebody came up with Branzino as like a marketing thing.
Right.
And
sea bass.
It's a type of sea bass. Okay. Well,
he's like the doctor knows the sea bass. You're like a Frankenfish. Fish, great source of DHA.
What is it? DHA.
Great source of omegas. Great for kids.
Great for kids.
Yeah.
Especially the skin.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Hello, what's happening?
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today on Daddy versus Doctor.
Did you have to look at the sign and know our name?
No, sometimes I like to look at the logo.
He already forgot. Sometimes when we film a long time, he's like, and I'm with Dr. Scott Cohen. And
I get it.
Where are you?
I am calling from Dallas, Texas.
So thanks for calling in. What's your question tonight?
So I have a couple of questions for each of my boys. I have two boys. My oldest just turned 3 a few days ago, and my youngest is about to turn 1 next month.
Okay.
Congrats.
My youngest was born at 36 weeks, so I guess considered a late-term preemie.
Yeah.
And my pediatrician from the get-go was like, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, he'll be fine, like all the stuff he should meet, you know, normally. And then something came up like at 7 months when he wasn't quite sitting up on his own just yet. And she goes, the nurse that I talked to said, oh, was born early. Yeah, give him time. He'll catch up. He might be a little bit behind.
Yeah.
So I'm getting kind of conflicting reports. And now he's fine. Like he's meeting everything. I'm just kind of curious, like, when the preemie stuff, you stop, you know, thinking about that.
It's a good question. And what they both said is actually correct, and I'll explain why. So prematurity is anybody under 37 weeks gestation. So 36 weeks, pretty close. We don't expect huge delays in late-term preemies nowadays. The reason your doctor said don't worry about it is because it's sort of what we've talked about. I think of development on a continuum. It's like, right? It's like an escalator that on a continuum rather than an elevator with set stops. When you read books about development, it's horrible as a parent because it's like 8-month-olds crawl, 1-year-olds walk, 2-year-olds put 2 words together. But development doesn't work that way. Some do it a little sooner, some do it a little later. So what we really care about is the progress they're making. Are they doing something today that they weren't doing before? So if a 1-year-old is in walking, but they're pulling to stand and they weren't doing that at 10 months, great, we're moving in that direction. They're going to walk next. We're making that. So that's why the pediatrician said, it doesn't matter because we're watching that continuum. What the nurse said is also correct, that preemies can do things on their premature curve. And we usually correct up to 2 years, right? So when your child was 6 months old chronologically, they were really only 5 months old. So where a 6-month old may sit without support, a 5-month old wouldn't. So if they weren't doing it, well, they're not doing it because they were a little early, which, as your doctor said, really doesn't matter to me anyways because we're moving on a continuum. Yeah. So that's why you hear both sides of it. But it's great to hear they're doing everything right now. So,
He'll be moving really, really soon on his own. So.
Did that make sense or was that so convoluted?
No, it was fine. I was just like, okay, do I listen to everybody that says preemies are just going to always do things a little bit later, or do I listen to him and go, don't worry about that?
Well, and usually don't worry about that.
So like if the kid's 15 and he ain't reading yet, do they go, hey,
no, then we're done with the prematurity component of things. But usually, especially late-term preemies have caught up very early, and by, you know, we're always talking about development as a full term, knowing if they're doing something a little later, one, they could be doing it because they're premature, and two, there's a spectrum of developmental ranges that not everybody's doing it right when we say they're doing it.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
And what was the second question you said?
Yes, I did. So with my 3-year-old, he absolutely hates taking medicine. Mm-hmm. And if if I don't have to, I won't do it. But if he gets like prescribed an antibiotic or something like that, obviously I want to give it to him. And I have asked multiple medical professionals like tips and tricks. And of course, like all of them don't work with him.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how I give it to him. If I'm like, here, take it out of a cup with a straw, or one of the doctors I talked to said, give him a syringe full of, not full of, but a syringe of honey, like over and over and over again, so he can think it's sweet and nice. And then when you give him the medicine, he'll be totally fine. But of course, he doesn't like honey.
Yep.
And so,
what did you ever do this with the kids?
I'm like, do you have any other tips or tricks?
I do. What did you find? Did you ever have this with Crusoe or Serafina?
We did a fear tactic. I would say, you like feeling the way you feel with your nose running, and you like this? And then, no, Daddy. And I would say, this is going to help, and it ain't going to hurt. Just open up your mouth, and that you would get, you would get this.
Uh-huh.
But basically, you hold the, hold the kid down.
So your waterboarding was your solution. I like that.
Right. In the thing.
We've gone as far as to do that. Like, I have put him down, wrapped my legs around him, all sorts of stuff. And if it gets in his mouth, it comes right back out.
Right. Yeah. So a couple.
And this is even like the bubblegum amoxicillin that I used to love when I was little.
So some of it is taste. And some of it is just them knowing, and it doesn't matter what it tastes like. It could be Fruity Pebbles and they're spitting it out at you. I mean, a couple things. Yeah. I have one daughter. It was hard to do any. I would always try thick foods they like. So chocolate pudding is a good one literally a spoonful of chocolate pudding with a drop of medicine. So they don't even see it. And then another spoonful of chocolate pudding and a drop of medicine. So to get a teaspoon of medicine, we're talking, you may have gone through a bowl of pudding, but you got it in there. Jell-O is another one that mass tastes. Peanut butter, if they like peanut butter. I just saw something online. I've never tried it. I don't know if it would work. It would only work for the psychological part, that they put a straw through a juice. And the straw was coming out on the backside into the medicine. So they thought they were drinking the juice, but they were actually drinking the medicine. I don't know. I think the second they taste it, they're going to know it's not the juice. You've tried it. Does it work? It seemed.
We tried it because we both saw it and was like, oh, how clever of us.
Right. I know. Did it work? No.
No, it didn't work.
I figure not. I think you really got to mask it in something thick, like pudding, ice cream topping. I did her favorite ice cream. Thick chocolate ice cream, same thing. Like, we're talking drops of medicine per scoop, and you're eventually getting it in, but at least you're getting in and avoiding them needing to get an injection of the antibiotic, which is miserable in and of itself.
Those videos you see?
Yeah.
It's actually the actual juice that they're using to demonstrate the video. It's not like they're using
the medicine. So.
Yeah.
I didn't think. I just saw it like you did, and I'm like, oh, hey, 20 years. I've never seen that one before.
Yeah.
So now I know it doesn't work. So that's good. I figured it wouldn't,
And like, we've gone as far as to, I mean, we don't even mention the word medicine. Right. Like, here, have something to drink, when we figure he's thirsty.
Yeah. And they know.
I don't know. Just like, somehow he's
they know.
Still. He hasn't even tasted it, and he's just like, no.
Yeah. And like, can get compounding pharmacies can flavor medicines, and sometimes it works, but still they somehow know. It just doesn't taste like, you could flavor it strawberry, whatever, but it just doesn't taste the same.
No, I don't think so either. I think they sense that it's medicine. And what I'm getting out of this call, not anything with the two questions and what have you. What I'm fascinated with, and I see this in a lot of parents, is the fact that when a parent has to take a phone call, that they always end up in like a closet.
I was going to ask, but I didn't want to be rude. Like, are you in a closet? And maybe it's not. I don't know.
Are you in a closet for like...
In a closet.
for quiet, so like you don't wake anybody? Or is this where you normally take your calls?
So it's like half and half. Half of it I was doing laundry, and the other half is this being like a quiet space.
Yeah. By the way, I wish all our callers were in your closet because it's the best reception we've had all day. So
I was worried about that too. I was like, I don't want to be one of those people who's like cutting in and out and I can't.
No, it's fine. No,
it's actually, we appreciate you taking the time to lock yourself in a closet and talk to us for a couple of minutes.
No, thanks for calling in about that.
I've had all day.
A lot of parents face those two issues, so I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully we added some clarity. So.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much. I love this show. Big fan of yours, Sebastian.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Will you send this to five other people in a closet for us? just five.
I will.
Appreciate that.
Bye bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Again, just so goes to show you, a lot of parents out there probably dealing with the same thing, but are not aware that they're not on an island. A lot of people can relate to kids not taking medicine and what have you. So, all right. I mean, I hate to make everything a segment, but you know, we got.
We got
snack time or tasty time.
We got,
what else we got?
Toy time.
This is a product. This is a product.
Tool time.
This is a tool used
in parenting.
Don't know what it is.
What is it?
Frida Baby Windy the Gas.
Oh, yes, this is so good. We gotta.
Okay.
We need to try this on you. We should try this on you. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, we had this and we never used it.
No.
So it's a mechanism to what?
To help get the gas out.
Yeah.
Read about it. Like, you suck it out, you put it in. What do you do?
It's a doctor designed gas colic tush tubes.
Nice tush tubes.
Instant natural relief.
Yeah.
10 Windies. Okay.
Right.
Step one, massage the belly gently with the Frida Baby Gassy Belly Rub.
I feel like we should be doing, I think you should get on the table.
So you get a little belly rub.
Yeah.
You lubricate the windy tip.
Never forget if you don't lubricate, it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah. Go on.
We suggest coconut oil,
but
any lubricant works.
Never use coconut oil.
It's getting weird,
okay,
bro.
Go on.
Lift legs and have a diaper ready. Trust us. Could get messy.
Does it really say that?
Yeah.
I feel like this is like foreplay for us. Yeah. Go on.
It's raising the tumescence. Gently insert Windy, just like a rectal thermometer.
Yep.
Listen for the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
It should only take a few seconds.
Yep.
No sound. Massage belly again.
Wow. Okay.
And repeat steps 3 and 4. When finished, remove.
It's very clear.
And discard Windy.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to reuse the Windy.
No. There's 10 of them.
Yeah. I mean, when your baby has gas and they're in pain, you try anything.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if it helps, great. You know, people do the old hip maneuver. You know,
up
the hips and, you know, putting pressure on the belly helps expel gas, different positions with burping.
Is this something that you recommend at the office?
Anything that somebody wants to try that's not harmful to the baby, can't hurt, and sometimes it can be effective.
So when you put this in and it whistles,
is
that actually what?
No, it's interesting. They made it. They designed it, right? I guess the angle of it so that wind comes out, it's like a whistle. Yeah, there you go. So you hear the wind. You know it's a vocal confirmation that you got the gas out.
But the truth is, I'm blowing as hard as I can. There's no whistle.
Oh, you're right. Well, maybe gas. Maybe it has to be. Hold on.
Shit product.
I got a little bit. The key with anything, you know, you just got to be careful. Don't insert it too far in the baby.
What's too far in?
Literally just the tip, like a rectal thermometer. You don't want to go too deep.
So you don't want to go.
They make it thicker, so you're not going to go too far. But in general, the reason why anything like this works is because rectal stimulation, like when a baby's having trouble, you could actually take a rectal thermometer with a little Vaseline and rectal stim around that helps the baby expel gas and poop. So our parents used to do it since the beginning of time, and this is sort of a take on that. How many lollipops are you going to give it?
I'm
feel
a big,
weird giving a lollipop to this. I don't put anything in my mouth, Wendy, in my mouth. But
well, I'm a big Frida guy. Yeah. I like what Frida puts out. I think they got a clever marketing scheme, and the products they do have tend to work.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with the Wendy. I'm gonna go with a four.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go four lollipops. I like that. A Wendy. So
I like it. I
always look at this, though, from a business perspective.
I think it's great.
Okay?
People come up with great – I like entrepreneurs. They come up with things that, who knows, you know, if it can't hurt and if it provides relief in one baby, it's a win, right? So all right, so four lollipops, at least four lollipops.
Four lollipops on the gas passer. I bought it, didn't use it. Thought I needed it. This is a thing that you think you're going to use.
Yeah.
But sometimes
– Yeah, I don't think you use all 10 of them either.
Yeah. Now, if you're using all 10, your baby's got problems.
It's a great, like, I'm having a baby, throwing the baby basket of things, the cute little, oh, they got Frida babies, and it's sort of.
Yeah, I agree.
But put in the comments what you think of the Wendy. If you have you used the Wendy, positive or negative, how much gas did you get out of the Wendy? It'd be good if it measured the amount of gas. So you could have, like, my kid expelled this amount of gas. What did your kid do? Because we compete in everything.
I think it would be a little frightening, though, to put that in someone's little Reckon. Babies. Yeah, and then that shit come out. That'd be a little.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
So we have a topic about kids and athletics and sports. When is a good time for a kid to join a team? Is it good for a kid to do an individual sport such as jiu-jitsu or gymnastics? Do you recommend any age to do team sports, or is it up to the parent?
I think a lot depends on the parent and the child and what they're showing interest in. You know, I remember early on putting the girls in soccer. I mean, they were 3 years old, 4 years old, and they're at the park, and it was just chasing butterflies. Like, the ball was over there, and the kids, two kids were under a tree over there, and two kids were chasing each other over there. So it wasn't really a team sport, but you were signing up for team soccer. And it was more just to get them out and see if they're interested in playing with the ball and playing with other kids. It was more, I think, the interactions with other kids that were important.
Yeah.
And then I think starting around elementary school, like kindergarten, it became more like, oh, you think you like playing soccer? Let's sign up with something like AYSO, which is a more organized team sport with practices and coaches and games, but still fun, right? It's not like hardcore. We're going to, you know, Division I soccer. And then, like anything else, if things progress, you sort of move up the ranks to more disciplined in that sport. I think the individual sports can be great. I mean, especially with kids with like Taekwondo and karate, I hear a lot of parents do it because it teaches discipline, you know, their body in space, listening to direction. So it can also have really good benefits in behavior as well as in sports. Have you?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think their Gracie Jiu-Jitsu has a self-defense course for kids. I don't know when it starts. I think it might be 5 years old, but something I definitely want to look into getting my kids involved. Maybe not so much Serafina, although I would like her to gravitate towards some type of knowing how to, you know, handle herself, and also for the discipline aspect of it. but let's take like a football, right? Yeah. You got a kid in your office. He's 15 years old, maybe a freshman in high school. He's playing full contact football with a helmet. Any, hey, maybe we shouldn't be doing this, or is it?
I mean,
just
the evidence with football and those contact sports, it's concerning. You know, long term, constant contact and brain damage with CTE and things like that, and this starts early with like high school contact. So, I mean, you know, the percentage of people that become professional athletes. I mean, think about all the kids who play sports. How many become collegiate athletes? It is the tiniest of percentage. And then the ones who are the best in all the colleges, the percentage that become professionals, it's astronomical. So I think the benefits of sports early on, it really isn't to become the next Michael Jordan or Messi or whatever in that sport. I think a lot is develop, you know, learning communication, learning to follow directions, of course, exercise and health. And then if things parlay out of it, great. But I think it's more for those other things, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. But with football, you know, over the course of a high school or collegiate career, yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's studies been done where over 8 years of that type of pounding to the body, does it affect the brain in such a way where people are going to have problems neurologically later on. We're seeing it now in football. I mean, right. You know, I don't know where football is going.
But I think to your point, it's also if you're going to do those sports, which, you know, I think it's up to the family to discuss, you do it in the most safe and appropriate way, but also know your body. So if you're getting repeat concussions, maybe that's a sign, right, to slow it down. Because usually it's not the first injury that causes an issue, it's the repeat. And yeah. Then parents and kids who are getting pushed back in and don't let your body heal, you're setting yourself up for more injury. And that's what you hear from players too.
Yeah. And I think what we're talking about, though, to your point, is more of the team aspect, learning to deal with other people and kind of preparing yourself. Because I believe athletics at a young age and during high school and what have you kind of prepares you to, you know, in the workplace, working with other people to accomplish sure. a goal. And I think the team aspect definitely plays into that.
It's like learning that everything isn't always hunky-dory, right? Like winning is one aspect, but losing is an important lesson. You're not always going to win. And being okay and gracious when you lose and learning, either you're going to work harder to try to win down the road, you may pivot to something else, but there are lessons on both ends of the spectrum. Would you let Caruso play football? Like tackle football?
I don't think so, man. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's just one of those things that you'd always kind of be concerned about the injury, paralysis. I mean, you see it a lot, especially at the high school level, kids getting, you know, paralyzed yeah. or whatnot. I think there's other sports out there, have it be basketball or soccer, even, you know, gymnastics and those types of sports, although gymnastics could be a little dangerous as well. Bowling, that people could get involved in that is not so violent. You know,
but I think the coaches and the teams and leagues are getting better at this. And I think there's still work to be done. But, you know, in conditioning and the safety of the sports and not just like, oh, get back in there. Get, you know, you're hurt. Suck it up. Get back in here. I think they're all under a microscope now that they can't do that. Also, that if you're hurt, you got to stay out.
Yeah.
You got to understand that.
No, I mean, we know a lot of football players in the past that, you know, the being hurt just wasn't an option. Right. They shot you up and the next thing you know, you were in the game. So, yeah, that's a good topic for also future discussions as our kids start to grow and, you know, your kids are, yeah. you know, becoming, you know, in high school.
And I expect a Division I soccer player. I mean, that's why I put her in it. So why wouldn't you? Right?
Absolutely.
Otherwise,
and also at a later date, I want to get into the pressure that parents, and maybe we could do an episode on this, are feeling to put their kids in these sports yeah. and, you know, travel, you know, like, you know, I've talked to you. Yeah. I'm like, where are you at? Hey, I'm in Santa Barbara at a tournament. Some people are traveling, you know, to Dallas, Texas for yeah. a tournament. It's like growing up, you were in soccer yeah. and you went to the next town to play that team. You didn't get on a bus, you know.
No, but it's a good topic because I think as parents, you know, we sort of talked about this. We feel good when our child does well and succeeds and is the star. Mm-hmm. And so we push, hoping that. And even I have to remind myself, like, there has to be a part of it. Like, go just have fun.
Yeah.
And if you're not having fun, then, You know, we should be doing something that we're having fun doing.
I agree. Yeah. Definitely. Toy time?
Oh. Toy time.
Toy time. Toy it's time. A toy time. Welcome to Toy Time, which toy is time. Where we take a toy and we analyze it, not only the functionality of it, but how the parent might like it.
What do we got?
Oh, okay. This, wow. This is a Nerf.
This is what I'm talking about.
Fortnite Nerf gun, yeah. I'm going to think. Now, this is for 8 and up.
Yes.
Now, I'm glad that this product was brought to our attention.
This is the Aaron Burr of Nerf guns.
Okay, so here. Now, I want to talk about this. On a serious note, right?
Wow.
Where guns and
ooh, wow, this is like pump action. Wait, listen to this.
Oh yeah, no.
This is like Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
There's a couple bullets.
Yeah. Don't aim at somebody's eye.
Yeah, where's the loading?
Oh, holy mackerel.
Oh wait. Can we get
wow.
Did you just put it right in there?
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. Don't aim it. No, you don't have to push it that far. Now pump. Okay, now you got to pump.
It ain't a fucking mag.
No, trust me, that would take out an eye. No, you don't have to put. Look, you don't. You just you just pop it in, and then you cock.
Oh, okay.
It. Yeah, just cock the thing. Yeah, that probably the blue thing. Uh huh. That thing. Pull back. Yeah. Uh huh. There you go. Oh, yeah. Yours is pump action. And now get ready, but be careful.
I don't think this is gonna go. Oh wow. It's right at the camera. Man,
let's see. Hold on.
Okay. I got a problem with it.
I got a misfire. So what do you think this teaches when the kids, you think this, you know, this adds to kids' violence?
It's not necessarily the violence. Hold on. Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. There we have it. It's not necessarily, the kid's going to grow up to go shoot a school with this thing. But God, for me, it's a safety problem.
It is. This is
no joke. This thing comes out of here
hard,
and it could take out. I mean, this tip is.
It is.
It's hard.
And
right?
Kids are stupid. Like yeah. I could see an 8-year-old boy going right up to his buddy and literally doing that.
And you just said, "Don't point at anybody."
It wasn't loaded.
I like the product. Yeah. I do. I think
it's fun.
It's fun
outdoor
for
use.
Adults.
Yeah.
This in an 8-year-old's hand. I think
it scares me a little bit. I may be a little conservative,
yeah.
But that comes out. Like I remember our Nerf guns and it was like, beep. Like it didn't even like if it reached you, it was like it barely hit you. This comes out with force.
And this is Nerf, but this.
That's hard because it's a projectile.
Yeah, there's like a bit of wood in here or something. It's hard. I think this is fun. I would have a ball running around the house shooting Lana with this thing. And, but I don't know, for 8 years.
You're like, it's got a musket ball in there. It scares me a little bit.
Right.
I don't love guns. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you got a different, loading mechanism. So
try that one. But it is, it's sort of addictive.
Tell me what you think is more powerful.
Okay.
Mine or yours?
No, that one is.
Watch. Go ahead.
Watch. Okay, try that. One. Watch.
That's pretty.
You'll see. Watch.
No, I think that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's my take. I think the blue one's got.
Stand over there and see if it hurts when I hit you with
all
it.
Right.
Okay. You ready? Stomach? Make abs.
It's not like a BB gun. I think that actually felt.
Were you flexing there?
No, it felt like a BB gun.
It did?
Great product.
Yeah.
I don't think it's appropriate for 8-year-olds. Tough one because I really do like the product.
I do. It's fun because I would sit here all day and like, I think, look, if a kid differentiates, you're going to line up like bottles of water and like an empty soda can. It's a fun thing, but kids are going to shoot each other with this.
Yeah. I think you're giving kids a lot of credit that they're going to, we're going to just shoot the cans and this, whatnot.
There's an eye coming.
This goes right in somebody's ear. Kid's deaf for the rest of his life. I give this 2.5.
I was going to say the same.
2.5. There you go. 2.5 lollipops on the Fortnite X Nerf gun.
Fun, though.
Oh, there you have it. Another edition of Toy Time. And it just keeps getting better.
All right.
And better.
Send your reviews of your favorite toys and any Nerf guns you've used. And if anything's happened when your kids play with Nerf guns.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
So we have a very special episode of Snack Time. This amazing, looks like a DeWalt toolbox was brought to us. We don't know what's in here. It doesn't sound like it's moving. Sebastian, can you take some guesses? What do you think would come that would be edible in a large plastic briefcase?
I'm thinking this is a practical joke. I'm thinking that we're going to open this and there's going to be like a pop surprise, a gerbil. Something is in there that's not what we expect.
All right. Well, then you should open it.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Baby food. This is good stuff.
Okay. So
I got sweet potato. I got prunes. Have you pooped recently?
Wait a minute.
Then you eat this one.
Why are you skipping over the fact
that
baby food is in a toolkit box? Like,
I don't know. I thought they were throwing this out. What is this? Is this a camera box?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's not for baby food.
Go for it. What do you got?
Before we even open it.
Yeah. I'm very excited about this.
I'm not too thrilled about the packaging. Okay. Right off the bat.
There's multiple brands here, by the way.
I know. Any of it.
Yeah.
Any of it.
Okay.
Apples and blueberries. I'm guessing that this is maybe the cheapest one out of the bunch. Am I right? I'm just feeling like this might be baby food mixed with
vodka. All right. So can we talk about baby food for a second? Because I actually think how we introduce food in babies is one of the biggest changes in pediatrics in the last decade. Not a lot changes in rearing and pediatric treatment, but how we do food really has. Did you make your own food? That was a facetious question. Did you make your own food or do you buy the
No, we made it. It was pureed, fresh. And again, I grew up on this.
Right. So where baby food used to be, and they still do it for ease, and it's great. Mm. You know, you used to have stages. Stage one food. Stage two got a little thicker. Stage three, they started mixing things together. The nice way, and that's absolutely fine, and it's a great alternative if you don't want to make your own food. Mm-hmm. But the way we do food now is that early introduction of a wide variety of foods. Tired? I don't understand. A wide variety of foods.
Just thinking about eating this.
Yeah. Early on. So what we do now, introduce everything right off the bat. It's not like rice cereal for 3 days, vegetable for 3 days, one food at a time.
Yeah.
Any food you can make non-choking from day one, even fish, eggs, peanut butter.
Mm.
We found early introduction of these allergens decreases allergies. So the only food we don't give till a year is honey. Mm. And that's why, sure, these are great options. You can make it, but really anything you want to give your child off the bat in a consistency that they won't choke on is a good thing. An early introduction of allergens is often like peanut butter, eggs, fish will decrease their allergies. That's why, you know, when we were kids, did you know a lot of kids with allergies?
And, you know, we talked about this off air about like my kid's got a peanut allergy now, and now everybody
you can't go to school with anything. And now our kids are going to go back to the way we were, where they're not going to have allergies because we gave them everything from the get go.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I sympathize for the kid that has the allergy. Obviously, not his fault, but again, it's like if people kind of like adhered to the way it kind of once was, you know, I was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for Serafina, and Lana's like, no peanut butter. And I'm like, why? And then, like, there's kids that have a problem with it at school.
Do you know my kids have never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Guy, I can't eat this.
No, you know they've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, my kids? This is good. This is like Thanksgiving in a bottle.
Mm. I'm not eating it. I'm passing.
So the beach nut organic sweet potato honestly tastes like what you would have at Thanksgiving if somebody chewed it up and gave it to you.
This one.
I like that one. That's a good one. You should taste this. If you had some marshmallows to put in this, that would be great. All right, we got apples and blueberries. How bad can that be?
I feel like I'm going to gag. Fuck me.
This is great. This is like a smoothie.
This is terrible.
This is like applesauce with blueberries in it.
Fucking awful. I want you to try this.
That's great. Leave this for me. I'll finish that off.
This, I didn't, I just, there was no.
Here's my thing with prunes. I'm not a big fan of prunes in general. Not fresh. I don't love prunes. Yeah, I mean, I don't love prunes. It's not horrible.
I'm telling you, if you taste this.
I would eat all of these. But I would.
Just taste it.
I eat lots of different foods.
Wow, that was awful, bro. That's terrible.
Carrots and peas. I mean, that's
what not, I, well, I thought, oh, okay. That's,
yeah, that's not a typical thing you put together.
Let's see.
Yeah, it tastes more like peas than carrots. It's just like, you know, when you get like the peas and you mush them up in your plate.
It's not that.
Honestly, none of this is bad. I think it's a great alternative for families that don't want to make it themselves. There's a lot of great different brands. I like the apple blueberry smoothie.
Listen, we've had an ongoing discussion about your appetite.
Yeah.
Right? You'll come over to my house and you'll eat me out of house and home.
Yeah.
I just keep bringing food and you keep eating it.
Yeah.
And you've gone into my cupboard.
Yeah.
Basically went shopping. Now.
Does that bother you when I go in your cupboard and get nuts?
No, but what's bothering me now is that you're drinking the baby food. I mean.
It's been a long day. We don't make enough money to get fed here. If all I get is baby food and puffs, then that's what we're going to do.
All right. So.
So I would give this. I give it 5 lollipops.
Wow.
Because there's. Why not? Look, as long as they only have, you really want baby food that only has the ingredient, which I didn't read these, but apples, blueberries should only have apples and blueberries. You don't want them to have extra additives. When you make things, you don't want to add extra things.
It's got acid in it.
So they probably add things. So we'll go 4.5. I can't give a full 5 because it's not exactly the full thing.
Yeah, this is one of my least favorite snack times. We've had, and now I know why it was delivered in a fortified vault. I give it a 1.
Wow.
I give it a 1. I'm not into baby food. Yeah. I think, I'd like just to have like a little asparagus and whip it in a thing. Yeah. And then.
Look, if you can make your own, and that's great. With kids nowadays, we want them to eat the foods and the tastes and the spices they get at home.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, anything the parents are eating, we tell them, blend it up, give it to the babies.
Mm-hmm.
If they're unable to do that for whatever reason and they want to buy baby food, wonderful. I didn't mind the taste of any of them.
The little I had, my stomach's turning right now. There you have it.
You have a strong gag reflex.
Ah, wow, yeah.
So next time, you know I'm a cheap date. You just
bring them baby food. I'll just tell you next Saturday, I'll have you over for some mashed puree. And
I can't wait when I come over and you're like, you know, you have like the charcuterie board and then you have a little side of puffs and baby food for me.
I appreciate that.
Oh, God. There you have it, people. What an episode, Daddy versus Doctor. We tasted
baby food.
Snack time.
Poked your eye out with Nerf guns.
Windy.
Got gas out with a Windy.
One thing, you were talking to a woman in a closet, and now you're shooting a Nerf gun. You don't get that variety in a lot of podcasts out there.
Has Rogan ever eaten baby food?
Nope.
Hey, Rogan.
Well, watch what you say, bro. This guy's got the number one podcast.
Yeah, he
can fucking bury us tomorrow.
I was just going to say, let's do a baby food eating contest.
Okay. I'm sure we can get on this show if we say we're going to eat baby food. That's it for Daddy versus Doctor. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician. Please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs and about your concerns for yourself and your family.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.